excited to have opened our Virginia Garcia Women's Clinic. It opened on May 15th, Monday of this week. It is our first specialty clinic for Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center. And it is going to be taking care of all of our pregnancy care for our patients at Virginia Garcia in Hillsboro, Beaverton, Cornelius. We will be doing also well women exams and birth control care and focusing on the woman in the clinic.
That's incredible. Virginia Garcia, that sounds like an important name, but I don't think our audience knows why your clinic's named after Virginia Garcia. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah, sure. Virginia Garcia was a little six-year-old girl that in 1975 was traveling around Oregon with her family. They're as farm workers, migrant farm workers. She cut her foot while they were traveling, and her foot became infected, and the family didn't really have a place to take her girl for care early. And so she got sick very quickly, and she went to St. Vincent's emergency room too late to be able to get her treated quickly, so she died. And so in 1975, the community of Hillsboro and Cornelius were pretty appalled by the story and decided that they needed to open up a clinic for people that needed access to care, that didn't have the access and that needed access to care. So the clinic was started as a reaction to the death of this little girl. It started in a little three-car garage in Cornelius, and about 2 years after her death. And now we have many clinics all over Washington and Yamhill counties. We serve 45,000 patients.
That is incredible. I was familiar with Virginia Garcia, but I really didn't know the story, the full story behind it. And I definitely didn't know that it started in a three-car garage at all. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the garage was initially used to teach migrant farm workers how to do car repair work to give them a new way of getting income. And then the volunteer doctors would use the space during the day to see patients. And during the night, they would teach the migrant farm workers skills on how to repair cars. It was really interesting.
That is just, God, that's just so inspiring, just kind of just how it's done. Having your community pull together to see a need fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the Centurine Pregnancy Program?
Sure. So our patients have the option to participate in what is called Centering Pregnancy. Centering Pregnancy is a model of prenatal care where you initially start your care as any other pregnant woman with a physical exam and an initial history visit in one-on-one with your clinician. And then after the initial visits, you get placed in a group setting with other women that have around the same gestational age as you do. You're put into a group of 8 to 12 women that are going through something similar. And then your entire prenatal care from that point on consists of, having these two-hour sessions and with this group. And so we get to talk about all kinds of topics in depth, topics that we don't get to really discuss very in depth during prenatal care because we're short of time. So we talk about breastfeeding and talk about different positions and how to increase milk supply and how to avoid nipple pain. We talk about birth control, and all the women in the group share their experiences with different forms of birth control so that the women are hearing these experiences, not from me, but, from their peers, what it felt like to get an IUD placed, what it was like to have it, and those sorts of topics. And we talk about labor, stages of labor, what it feels like to get an epidural, what it's like to have IV pain medications, what it's like to have a C-section and how to recover, newborn care, postpartum care. We talk about postpartum depression, all kinds of topics that are mentioned in prenatal care traditionally, but briefly. And in this setting, we're able to, you know, really go in deep with them.
Is there group discussions in this program as well?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the session, we have 30 minutes to do individual belly checks with each mom. They each come back to talk to me for just 5 minutes. We make sure the baby's growing well. We listen to the baby. We have a chance to have some questions together. And then the session begins with all of the women all at the same time. And we do activities to investigate these issues, investigate the whatever the topic of the day is.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That's wonderful.
It's really fun. Mm-hmm.
It humanizes the whole process, that's wonderful. It shouldn't be revolutionary, but it does kind of feel revolutionary.
Yeah, and you know, it builds a lot of community. It builds community among the women. It makes them feel like all their discomforts are pretty normal because they can hear it from other women, you know, about their back pain and their, headaches and dizziness and nausea. And it just normalizes things and makes them feel like they're not, you know, strange or feeling things that they shouldn't be feeling. They build friendships and a support system for when the baby comes out as well. It's really a beautiful way to provide prenatal care. So we're doing about 8 to 10 groups a year. So about 80 to 100 women in our clinic participate. And it's really, right now we're only able to offer them in Spanish, but as we get more patients into the clinic, we're hoping to have enough women that are English speaking that we could start English groups as well.
Oh, that's great. Can you describe what culturally appropriate primary health care means and looks like? I think we're already kind of going in that direction, as you mentioned, about having community be a huge part of health care. Can you kind of take us further into that topic?
I would say that, you know, in the way we provide care at Virginia Garcia, we've always had a focus on providing a medical home for our patients. So it's not only a visit with a clinician that you may have, but, we have clinical pharmacists on site that can help with medication management. We have behavioral health specialists that can help with, behavior change. If you want to quit smoking, or if you want to, start doing exercise or lose weight, we have experts in that field that can help you with motivation and behavior change. We're very active in trying to stay involved with what's going on in the schools. We have school-based health centers right now. We have 6 of them in different schools around the area. And so we're able to be in the schools to talk to, to talk to kids about health and to talk to and show them what it's like to participate in the healthcare system as well, right? Providing primary care right there in the schools. And a lot of our staff are very involved in politics and in trying to, show everyone what our patients experience and share the story of the patients that we see, you know.
Congratulations on the opening and being able to just access more people in the community. How can people find a Virginia Garcia clinic? How can they access the healthcare that you provide?
So we have a website. Our website is a great way to see what we're doing and to look for a location that's close to you. We have clinics in Beaverton. We have Hillsboro has our primary care clinic there, and we have our OB clinic is there to serve our patients that are already established in our primary care clinic. So Hillsboro, Cornelius, Beaverton. Nobody that is pregnant ever gets turned away from our care. So if you have an established care at a Virginia Garcia clinic and you find that you're pregnant, you can start getting care in our clinic, in our OB clinic. We don't turn anyone that's pregnant away. We don't turn anybody away from inability to pay. There's sometimes a waiting list in some of our clinics because we are so full and so busy. But pregnancy is one of those things that gets you in. The school-based health centers are a great access point because they're not as busy as our other clinics. We also have dental clinics in almost all of our primary care sites. We have also a clinic in McMinnville and Newburgh. So there's a lot of places that you can access our care.
That's incredible. The school-based health clinics, what do we know what schools that your clinics are in?
There are One Beaverton, Century School, Forest Grove, Tigard, Tualatin, and Wilhelmina. So it's 6 school-based health centers.
Wow, that's wonderful. So does Virginia Garcia take OHP then? I mean, is there a place for people to donate? Clearly, you're providing a really wonderful service where pregnant women know that they're going to get the care they need. How do you subsidize that?
So most patients, if they qualify, most patients qualify for coverage during the pregnancy. If a woman gets pregnant and they don't have any coverage and they come to our clinic, we will start their Oregon Health Plan application on site and get them covered from the day they walk in. Most women will qualify for coverage despite of documentation status in the state of Oregon. And that changed in 2013. So our patients, once they walk in and they fill out that Oregon Health Plan application, they're covered. That doesn't mean that the coverage will continue after the pregnancy. A lot of our patients did get coverage for the first time when the Affordable Care Act started. So our patients changed in the last 3 years, 4 years, in that they were able to qualify for more coverage. So we used to have a large population of uninsured patients, and now we have more patients that are covered under the Affordable Care Act. So things have changed financially for us as well. We've become a little more solid in that because of the Affordable Care Act, you know?
That's wonderful. We have just a minute left. Is there something you'd like to let our community know about the Virginia Garcia Women's Clinic and, just in general?
Our women's clinic is going to, it's a place where you're able to access really high quality obstetric care. When you compare our rates, for example, for the number of women that end up with a C-section when we take care of you compared to other practices, our rate of C-section is really, really low. We do our deliveries in a small family birth unit over at Quality Hospital. That offers a place that is warm and cozy and quiet, and it's designed for low risk births. If you do have anything that is higher risk, we have a close relationship with OHSU where you can deliver. If you can get your care here with us and then go deliver at OHSU, so you can have the best of both worlds. I am a certified nurse midwife, so you can get midwifery care here. Most of our providers are family doctors, so you get family medicine, obstetric care, and once you deliver, that family doctor can continue seeing you and your kids and your parents, so it's a very family-friendly way to get your care, and it's a very friendly way to get the rest of your care afterwards as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Monica, so much for, again, taking time out of your day. I know you've got a lot of patients that need your attention. Thank you for coming on KVU.
Oh, you're very welcome.